101.3 WIBD AM 1470. We're at 8:15 and joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation. We have Michelle here and also Mary. And I'll have you two both introduce yourselves, if you would, please.
Absolutely. My name is Michelle Spettle. I'm the marketing specialist at the Volunteer Center of Washington County.
And good morning. I'm Mary Simon. I serve as executive director for Elevate.
All right. Well, welcome. Good to see you both again.
Nice to have you.
Thanks for having us in.
So, what's going on at the Volunteer Center?
Oh, you know, it's big season. Yeah, well, every day of the year is big season.
I think, yes.
But we've got a lot going on, and we have a handful of seats left for our next Do Good Bus ride. This is a family-friendly ride, which we get a lot of requests for, so we're excited to offer that. So, and truly family-friendly, any age can come on this ride. And our teaser for the ride this month is sometimes cheering on others through the tough times is the best way you can help. That ride is Saturday, July 27th. It starts a little earlier, 7 a.m. It runs till noon, but there's lunch provided, and we'll probably have you back a little before noon, but that's just to make sure we're there for the time we need to be helpful.
All right, and we should mention the date again is the 27th.
The 27th, just so, yeah,
pay,
you know.
Pay attention to that.
Correct. That date might come up again.
Yes.
Yeah. So at the Hub, we have a giving tree up in the Hub. We did that at Christmas time and collected gifts. This time of year, we're, again, collecting gifts, and our agency we're working with is Friends Incorporated. So sometimes people need to leave a violent experience in their home, and they leave with little to nothing to seek shelter and safety at Friends, Inc. So in July, we're collecting gifts for the children that are in these situations, and they're fun little summer toys, sidewalk chalk, bubbles, balls, things that make summer great for
sure.
Children. So it's easy. You can come into the Hub, try one of our new refreshing drinks. We have lemonade teasers and different kinds of teas and cold brews. And while you're there, pick up a leaf off of our giving tree and just bring back, again, really simple gifts to bigger things. There's a big variety for people to choose from.
All right. And
coming up, we have a Superpower Hour coming, and that is going to take place on July 26th from 1:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon, and those take place in the Hub. The Superpower Hours coincide a little bit with our kindness project that we have going on. They're a project that you can work on when you're in the Hub, and they support and help our agencies. And this Superpower Hour will support and help Elevate, who is here today to talk with us. We're making cheer signs for their upcoming run, and they're, you know, putting positive messages. We have all of the materials in the Hub, but putting positive messages on boards that say, you know, you can do it, keep going, you're a rock star, whatever you would like to do to put a message of affirmation on a tag board. That's what we're doing on July 26th.
And that's open to anybody 3 years or older, basically.
Correct. So, I mean, it is, you know, of course, a three-year-old is going to need help from a friend, a parent, a grandparent. But yes, it's a simple, fun activity. We'll open up our community table and get those decorated for the run the next day.
This would seem to be a good time to transition into our chat with Mary.
So Mary's here from Elevate. And Mary, first, can you tell the people listening a little bit about the mission and the history of Elevate, why you're a part of our community?
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you again for having us into this morning and giving us a chance to talk with you. So Elevate is basically, we're a nonprofit agency, technically only been around since 2014, but we were formed as a result of a merger. So the agencies, the founding agencies of Elevate have actually been around since the 70s. And what we do is really to, we work with individuals and the community to help to reduce the effects of substance abuse and mental health, mental illness on the community. So we work with individuals. We work to try to prevent substance abuse from happening. We try to help individuals who are suffering from either a substance abuse disorder or a mental health issue, and trying to get people back on track and just make our community a little bit better place to live.
So you have programs that help with that. Can you talk a little bit about the kinds of programs you offer?
Absolutely. So the first thing we try to do is try to prevent these problems from happening in the first place. So especially with substance use, we know that the younger kids start to use, the more likely they are to become dependent later on. So we try to prevent kids from using early. We try to delay their use of alcohol and drugs for as long as we possibly can so that they aren't at risk for becoming addicted later on. We do a lot of work with the schools, a lot of work with parents, trying to educate parents about how they can help their children, and work with the community as a whole to try to change that culture a little bit around, particularly alcohol use in our community. And we do really well with prevention, but there's still people out there that make some bad choices sometimes and get into some trouble. And so we offer intervention services for those individuals, trying to help get them back on track. Working to get them into treatment or counseling so that they can find recovery and then they can become productive, successful adults. And then the third part of our services is really more focused on those individuals with a mental illness and providing supportive services for them so that they can live independently as long as they possibly can. So a lot of different things going on at Elevate.
So you use volunteers in some parts of this, but not in all.
Exactly. Yep. There's some places where volunteers can be very helpful and other places where we really need to have professionals there. A lot of the work that we do in the community is where we use a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of people who feel very passionate and very committed to our mission, and there's a lot of things that people can do to help us achieve our mission without needing special training or so we have coalitions and where people can get involved in different types of events. So we do a lot about raising awareness around these issues. And so there's opportunities for volunteers to help us raise awareness about our mission. All sorts of fun things for volunteers to do.
And, of course, you need volunteers for an upcoming event.
We do on July 27th. Right? So we have our annual fundraiser coming up. It's our 10th annual Adrenaline Race Series. It's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and we've brought back a full marathon this year. And so we use over 100 volunteers to help us provide a safe and fun event for the participants and raise money for us as well.
All right. And let's talk a little bit about the run. Right. Where is it held?
It is on the Eisenbahn Trail. So it starts in West Bend over behind the River Shores area. Depending upon how far you choose to run, it's what we call an out and back. So people, if you're running the full marathon, they run all the way up to Campbellsport and turn around and come back. So that's the 26.2-mile race. But it starts and finishes right here in West Bend.
I've been a part of the Adrenaline Run as a volunteer in the past, and it is so inspirational. One of the years I helped, you had a marathon that year, and the man who finished in first, we wanted to see him cross the finish line, so we got back very shortly before he was outpacing us, and we were in a vehicle. It was crazy, and we came back and we're like, the marathon's coming, the marathon runner's coming. And they're like, no way. I'm like, no, he's coming. It is amazing
that they can, 3 to 4 hours sometimes to run 26.2 miles. And a lot of the people do the event because it's part of their recovery or it's part of a goal that they've set for themselves to remember someone who in their life who has been touched by addiction.
We saw a lot of that, people running for someone else, and that's very meaningful.
Yeah. Now, if people want to register for the event, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is adrenalineraces.org, and they can register there. And they can also sign up to volunteer there as well. So we still need volunteers to help us at the water stations to make sure that our runners and our walkers are hydrated. We need people to help at the road crossings and people to come and cheer on. So,
Yes. That would be a good way to do good, wouldn't it?
It is so meaningful to the participants. I cannot even tell you how much they get that. They get that energy. You know, when you're running 26.2 yes. miles, that's a pretty long way, and you need some energy and you need some motivation. And for people to get out there in the morning, we always hear wonderful things back from our participants about the volunteers that come out and help us.
Yeah, I may have been a cheerleader in the past. I mean, for the run as well. And one lady did say she came in and found us after we were done and we were all celebrating in the area. And she said, I wanted to stop and you guys kept me going.
Nice.
So
nice.
It is a feel-good day.
Anything else people should know, Mary?
Nope. Just that we would appreciate people coming out and cheering on or participating themselves. It's a really fun event, and the money that is raised through the event goes to help support Elevate Services, in particular our work with youth. So it's everybody wins. Everybody, if you set a goal for yourself, you know, come out and just do the 5K or the 10K. Some people use it as a training event for fall marathons, so they'll come out and do the half marathon. It's a great flat course. It's a Boston qualifier. So if a person wants to do the Boston Marathon, they can come out to our event and do it. And it's a nice flat course, so people get really good times. And then we get those people going to Boston, which is always exciting for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Michelle, do we have some needs for the week?
We sure do. We're going to do a few shout-outs for a few of our other agencies, and the first one we'll talk about is Threshold Incorporated. They need some help at their 1022 Club in Hartford. They would like people to do some reading, some craft projects, puzzles, or playing games for members who have Alzheimer's, dementia, or other developmental issues. It's an opportunity that's very flexible, that works well in anyone's schedule, as well as family-friendly. Our friends at Cathy Hospice are looking for some clerical help. So if the hospice mission is something that you believe in, but you're kind of reluctant to actually work with patients, this might be a very good opportunity for you to help out with that mission by being some clerical help for our friends at Horizons Cathy Hospice. That's right here in West Bend near the hospital. If you're interested in helping seniors, our interfaith caregivers are looking for people at least 18 years old to help people live independently in their homes. So tasks may include transportation, minor home and yard cleanup, just home visits. Sometimes people just really need somebody to come and spend time with them, 'cause loneliness is a huge issue for people living alone. The hours are based on your availability. Let's say that word again. Availability. And may be done independently or with a group. So this may be a great opportunity for maybe a church youth group to get together, or 18 older, so, you know, an older, like a college-age youth group, or just a group of friends who want to do something together.
Sounds good. And if none of those volunteer opportunities are of interest to you, there are also more than 200. 200. I did it. Ooh.
There may
2200,
be
2200. I don't know. That's no, more
there
than
might be 220.
220. There are more than 200 volunteer opportunities available if you go to
volunteernow.net. That is our website. There's a great button up in the right hand corner that says volunteer. Push that and you can search many ways, by interest, by agencies you might be wanting to work with, by age, your age. There's lots of ways to sort the opportunities on that website. It's very user-friendly.
And if you need to have a little more personal touch than the website, opportunity there also.
Right. You can give us a call at 262-338-8256, and we have somebody that can help you work through, talk you through some things. Maybe sometimes you're not quite sure what you're interested in, and we're trained to help people work through that. Also, stop on in. We're there Monday through Friday, and we're located at 303 Water Street. That's right on the roundabout near downtown West Bend.
Right by the newly completed Riverwalk.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is. Yeah. I was down through there the other day. Boy, it really does look nice down there.
It really does. And you can see it. We have a great view of the Riverwalk from the coffee shop. So it's a fun place to work sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. All right. Thanks for coming in. Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Mary from Elevate. Good to see you both. Community Conversation on 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.